Celebrate 30 years of climbing higher in Christ with Bethel Deliverance International Church and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Join us for a special week of services beginning Sunday, May 14th, with our very own pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., during our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. services. Our special week continues Tuesday, May 16th at 7 o'clock p.m. as Bishop Jackie McCullough from the International Gathering at Beth Rapha of New York, New York, delivers an impactful word from God. Leading worship that evening will be Divine Praise Music Ministry. Delivering God's Word on Wednesday, May 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. will be Bishop W. Lonnie Herndon from the Church of Christian Compassion. Worship for that night will be led by Brother David V. Cooper IV. Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m., you'll be in for yet another treat as Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church brings us a powerful message from God. Ministering in song for that evening will be our combined children and youth choir of BDIC. To close out this powerful week, on Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop Daryl Woodson of El Shaddai Pentecostal Church of Christ will deliver another life-changing message from our Lord. Worship will be led by the Bethel Deliverance International Church Anniversary Choir. It's a family affair, so plan now to join us as we celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. If you really believed that God was a Radner God, you would tell Him everything. When they have community meetings out there, the community shows up. When they have parent-teacher meetings, the parents show up. When our daughter was in high school, I used to go to a parent's stuff when she was working through school. And when she reached high school, her mother and I, we went to a parent meeting, and we were the only Hamites in that meeting. And I was the only Adam in the meeting. And poor Shanina was sitting between her mother and I. Her teacher said something, and I had to ask some questions. Shanina said, "No, Dad, please, don't. I said, "I'm sorry, baby, I got to ask." Because I didn't want certain things to go by without clarity. This was my child's education, and I wanted them to know she had a father. I used to go up to the school during the course of the day and stick my head in her class. Yes, I did. While she was in high school, that sent a message to the boys. And you ain't messing with that man's daughter, because he might show up. He already told us he didn't mind going back to prison. But the point that I make is that God wants us to represent Him in every area. Don't just settle for what the devil says. Go ask questions of God. "Lord, what do you want me to do about this?" When Sennacherib threatened Hezekiah, he took that letter to Isaiah. And Isaiah took that letter to God. And God told Isaiah, "Tell Hezekiah, go to sleep. I got this." And while Hezekiah was sleeping, remember, Sennacherib said, "Don't let Hezekiah tell you that that God of his is going to deliver you." He said, "By this time tomorrow," he said, "we are going to lay siege to your city." He said, "My army is so vast that we drink up whole rivers when we come through." He said, "We've just gotten finished killing whole nations. And now you think that you're going to stop us?" He said, "By the time we're finished with you, you're going to be drinking your own urine and eating your own fecal matter." He said, "You are going to find that we are all that." God told Hezekiah, "Go to sleep." Now watch this. After Sennacherib gives the threat, he left to go to another place and left his army. while he was gone, God sent one angel. This was the Crip angel, the blood angel you saw on the atonement. This was the Crip angel. He came down. He has on a blue suit. The blood angel's red. And he came down, the Bible said, and he killed 185,000 Syrian soldiers. 185,000 of them. Hezekiah woke up that next morning, looked down, and saw all those dead bodies. You see, your God is not going to let the devil threaten you. Listen to me very carefully. When somebody threatens you, I'm talking about even in a business sense, when somebody is arrogant, now there's a difference in somebody telling you, well, I'm sorry, you know, you want to get this car, but your credit score is only 475. God ain't going to do nothing to them because you just got a bad credit score. Okay, so don't even look for the Lord. Lord, just give me a miracle. No, the miracle would be you getting rid of your debt. That ain't no miracle to have him give you a car note when your credit score is 475. But when you meet all of the conditions and everything is right and somebody thumbs their nose up at the plan of God for your life, don't even threaten them. Go to sleep. Go to the book of Psalms real quick. This will be my last one. Psalm chapter 3, the third psalm. Now, the occasion of this psalm, David is running from Absalom, his own son. Absalom's trying to kill him, take over the kingdom. So David runs, right? And he takes time to write this psalm. Look at the psalm. It says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. So be it. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory and the lifter up of mine head. In other words, lift your head up, he said. See, when you hold it down, not only does it produce a strain on your neck muscles and the vertebrae in your neck. No, lift your head up because it signifies you have hope. He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me out of his holy hill. Listen to this. I laid me down and slept. I went to sleep. I got up because the Lord sustained me. In other words, the people who are trying to bring me down, who are trying to take my vision and nullify, the people that are trying to destroy what God promised me. He said, I'm not worrying anymore. Lay down and go to sleep. And then wake up the next morning and you find that the Lord has sustained you. Listen to me very carefully. Those of you who came down for prayer a moment ago when you were running into those brick walls, tell me if this is not true. Some of you, you were experiencing insomnia. You couldn't go to sleep because this thing was ever before you. Psalm 3. After receiving that deliverance prayer from God, you're going to sleep tonight. No, watch this. This will be the miracle. See, sleeping at night is just a normal release of melatonin mixing with the serotonin in the brain. But your miracle is going to come when you go home, you're going to take a nap. And you're going to sleep so peacefully. And that thing that you saw, I hear the Lord say something. When Pharaoh told Moses, I ain't letting the children of Israel go. And Moses said, and he told Moses, he said, look, if you come to see me again, he said, the day you see my face again, you will die. Moses said, all right, you spoke it. You ain't going to see me no more. He said, and there's going to be so great a cry that goes throughout the land. He said, God is going to move. And you are going to, listen, he said, then you're going to let the people go. I'm telling you right now, whoever was trying to hold back your blessing, even now as I speak, the Spirit of God is going before you. And the thing that was causing that wall, God is dealing with that person right now. And there shall be so great a cry coming out of your spirit of joy and praise that you're going to walk into your destiny. So saith the Lord. tests are just that. A test is there to be passed. I told you all last week I had a test in my methods of psychological assessment class. It was difficult. No, it was my forensic psychology class. And it was difficult. It was 50 questions, and they gave us 2 hours, and I asked you all to pray for me. And you must not have prayed. That test was hard. And I didn't do so well. I did not do so well. I cried when I pushed the button to get the results. I was so disappointed, I wanted to throw up my hands and give up the course because I only scored a 98. And I was so angry. I was so angry that I wrote to my professor and I said, "Do you have extra credit work that I could do? I can't take a 98. I can't take it." She wrote back and said, "Eric, an A is an A." I said, "No, but 100 is 100. 99 and a half won't do. I'm in a Pentecostal church. Lord, I'm striving to reach 100. 99 and a half won't do." I said, "I don't want no 98. So I took the extra credit. Wrote a paper, 12 pages. Make up now, I got 112. You see, if you settle, faith says, "God, I want to complete my entire program with a 4.0, not a 3.9. And I'm going to drive myself because I believe that God has planned." God wouldn't let me take these courses at 28 to fail. I can't stand before you and not be summa cum laude. I can't make it on help me laude. I want to be summa. Hey, oh, hey, I got to be summa. That's faith. Faith says I don't settle. See, some of you going, Pastor, 98. Yeah. I don't want to just be saved. I want to cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, walk on the water. I want to do everything that book says I can do. I don't want to just be saved. I want power.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.